Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Friday of the 13th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we continue our examination of question and answer 34 of the Heidelberg Catechism. Question 34 asks, why do you call him our Lord? We answer, because not with silver or gold, but with his precious blood, he has redeemed and purchased us, body and soul, from sin and from all the power of the devil, to be his own. One of the concepts most difficult for modern and postmodern mankind to understand is that of a soul, a part of the human creature that is intangible and scientifically unexplainable, but very real. As Christians, we believe that every human being is created with a soul according to the scriptures. In this manner, we are unique in all of creation. But how we understand the relationship between body, the physical, corporeal matter that we are composed of, and the soul, the spiritual, incorporeal aspect of our being that is more mysterious, is a delicate issue. Over the course of history, there have been two errors many are prone to. The first is an overemphasis on the body, with little thought given to the soul. The second is, of course, an overemphasis on the soul at the expense of the body. Each of these errors warps the teaching of the Bible concerning mankind, and as such, affects a right understanding of the salvation found in Jesus Christ. In order to be faithful to the Scriptures, we must hold that we as human beings are both body and soul, not emphasizing one over the other. For God created us body and soul. Both were made by God, both were declared very good by God, and both together carry the image of God. Yet we also recognize that both were tainted by sin at the fall of our first parents. As we confess in Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 7, at the disobedience of Adam and Eve, our nature became so corrupt that we are all conceived and born in sin. In both body and soul, sinful humanity deserves judgment and condemnation. As Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 28, do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Men can kill one another in body, but only Almighty God can judge both body and soul to determine their eternal fate. This is why we find great comfort in the truth we confess. For it is Jesus our Lord who saves us, redeems us, and has purchased us body and soul. Jesus has saved us completely from the wrath of God. Jesus has paid the full price for our salvation. Not only has he paid for it in blood, when Jesus died, his body did not see corruption, for it was raised in 3 days, and his soul was not abandoned to Hades, as Peter preaches of Christ in Acts 2:27, quoting the prophecy of Psalm 16:10. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor let your Holy One see corruption. And while there is a separation of body and soul at our physical death, as Jesus seems to be telling the thief on the cross, today you will be with me in paradise, and as Paul indicates in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and our bodies do see corruption in the grave as they decay, this separation is a temporary condition as a result of our sin and the curse. It does not imply the soul is somehow superior to the body, but that they are distinct. But more than this, we also have the promise of the Scriptures that at the return of Jesus Christ, the body will be resurrected in glory and reunited with the soul, that all the people of God might know everlasting life in the full salvation of both body and soul, where neither will ever again know sin or corruption or death. 1 Corinthians 15:53. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. And as Paul says in Philippians 3, verses 20 and 21, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body, by the power that enables him to subject all things to himself. To God be the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.